CEO Jim Webb is joining me live in studio this morning with some information on what's happening with inside Lower Valley Energy and hoping to change some bylaws for LVE. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Appreciate Duke. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Appreciate you coming in early today with the sun.
Yeah, bright and early.
Yeah, very bright. Tell us what's happening with this vote.
Thanks for letting me come in. I'm here this morning to encourage people to vote. So each year, Lower Valley has an election. And we're divided into seven districts, and all of the members vote for the members of the board. But we have a special election this year. Both of the districts that are up for election, 3 and 7, are uncontested. So we don't have a contested election, but we are trying to change one of the bylaws. So it's going to be important that we get everybody to vote to help us get a quorum so that the bylaw can be changed. The board recommends this bylaw change, and so they're asking people to vote in favor of it. And basically, the change is that right now, when we have an election, everybody votes. So you have to be from this one of the seven districts, the one that's up for election. If you're running for the board, you have to be from that district, but everybody votes. So we're trying to change that so that we only vote by district. So we allow those, for example, Afton is District 1, the Upper Valley is District 1, which is represented by Dan Dockstader. So right now, everybody at Lower Valley would vote. A lot of people in Jackson might not know, of course they would know Dan, but the person in that district. But what we want to do is just give the people in that district the opportunity to vote for their representative. So it's a little bit of a change, so instead of everybody voting, they would vote just by district. So we think this change is important. We would like to make it, but we need everybody's help to get this done. So every vote counts. We need to get a quorum, so we need 2,022 votes, and we're thinking that might be a challenge to get to there since it's not a contested election. But to encourage people to vote, we've got 6 really good prizes. As you mentioned, we've got 2 $1,000 prizes that are a gift certificate for groceries at any of our local grocery stores in Lower Valley's service territory. So that's a really great prize. And then 2 second place prizes, which are $500 off of your energy bill. And then 2 third place prizes, which is $300 off your energy bill. So really good prizes, really good chance of winning. So please vote. The ballots are going out today. They're being mailed today, so you might not see them for a couple of days. But there's 3 ways to vote. You can send your ballot back in. You can go online this year, first time that we've had this, but you can go online and vote. And there'll be instructions with the ballot on how to do that. Or you can stop by the office and pick up a ballot. Everyone can only vote once, and we've got really good controls to make sure that happens by the member number. But please vote and help us. This is an important change so that each district controls who their representative is on the Lower Valley Energy Board. And there's a lot of big things going on in the future, so you want to be well represented. And so please take the time to vote.
That's Jim Webb, CEO of Lower Valley Energy, and voting opens today. As you mentioned, watch for those ballots coming in the mail. You can also stop by the Lower Valley Energy offices or go online to lvenergy.com. When's the deadline to have the
deadline? So the annual meeting is on June 27th, and anybody's welcome to come to that too. It's in Afton this year. So that's the deadline, June 27th. But we'll be collecting ballots all during that time. And we have, as a control, we have the accounting firm Decoria, Dave Decoria's firm that does the counting for us. So the ballots are turned over to them, they count them, and then they announce the results at the annual meeting.
Excellent. That's, again, details online at lvenergy.com. And who couldn't use, in today's inflation day and age, $1,000 in free groceries? And all you have to do is do an easy vote. So it's easy peasy, and you could win that grand.
Yeah.
And you're giving away 2 of those, 2 $1,000.
Two $500 off your energy bill and 2 $300 off your energy bill. So great prizes.
Okay, go do that. Voting opens today for members of Lower Valley Energy, the cooperative, at lvenergy.com. Stop by your local office or watch for those ballots in the mail. Jim, anything we missed?
No. All right. Appreciate it, Duke. Thank you.
That's Jim Webb, CEO of Lower Valley Energy, this morning on the Weekday Wake Up.